Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Cole. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Cole steals second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valley hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Valley reaches second base with a double. Cirillo moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Ward steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 0-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cole is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0-1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. Knobloch moves to third. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Na blocked tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Brewers. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo is hit by the pitch. Carl Willis now pitching. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Valley reaches second base with a double. Cole throws the ball into Knobloch, who relays the ball to Leos, who tags Valley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cirillo goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-4, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Mears applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Winfield hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leos moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears bunts towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. Leos moves to third. Walbeck moves to second. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leos scores. Walbeck moves to third. It's Twins, 6, Brewers, 6. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Shane Mack pinch hits for Alex Cole. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walbeck tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Mercedes now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing right field. Kirby Puckett now playing center field. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mieske throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Winfield trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Schulstrom now pitching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Valley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Valley reaches second base with a double. Cirillo moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Spears pinch hits for Jody Reed. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Jose Valentin now playing second base. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spears. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reboulet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Knobloch scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-6, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.